no! I fly far.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again.
Yes.
This is the Oh No Radio Show.
God damn it, it
live is. Live from Scumbag Studios. And tonight we have a very special show for you. Duncan, you're here with me.
As always.
You're a little quiet there. Yeah. Man, fuck.
I mean, it's about time. It's been a couple weeks, but...
We need to get on this shit. Yeah. We decided we are going to start doing it more, even if it is just me and you. I mean, People have hectic schedules. Brian and Trevor, I'm sure they're having a great time tonight doing whatever they're doing. You know, they're having family time. It's family night. Everybody needs that. No big deal.
Right.
But here we are, and we're here to do a radio show.
We're here to entertain the people.
That's right.
Actually, fuck the people. We're here to entertain ourselves.
Yes, I do like entertaining myself.
Yeah.
Quite frequently.
Frequently. Three, four, five times a day.
You know, whenever I'm in the mood.
That's it. Whenever it's
What's your record?
My record?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I've lost count.
All right, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, let me think about it.
It's also very nice today because we have two special guests. Two. Let me go ahead and show the people at home our second guest. We have in the studio, what is it now, three-fourths of...
Three-fifths
of the band Shark Teeth. Duncan, Carson, Terry, and who are we missing then? We're missing Keenan and Lee.
Keenan and Lee.
Well...
Adam B. lookalike.
Yeah. If you like Killswitch, you'll like him.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Looks only. We're not from Boston.
No.
We're not hardcore.
No, well.
Well, we are what we are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your mic's not up, Terry.
It's okay.
There you go.
She said she wasn't going to talk at all, and then here she is. She's piping in.
Yeah, right?
She's piping in.
You can't resist the fucking call.
So, no, it's great. You know, it's good to have cool people in. And,
appreciate you having us tonight.
We don't get very many honored guests around
here
in these parts.
Well, some of us start as guests and then never fucking leave.
Yes, exactly.
Like me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I came over once just as kind of like, it'll be fun.
You've missed some of the glory days of the Oh No Radio Show as
I'm
well.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's so fly by the night, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's who I give a shit or who gives a shit about me at the moment. And those are the people that end up on here or who I'm drinking with currently usually. You
right,
know? So.
Right.
So here we are, and I have a fine beverage. You don't have a High Life in you. Yes, you do.
Yes, he does.
All right.
Who are you talking
cheers,
to?
Cheers.
Who are you talking to?
We are also sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers.
Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
We did
champagne.
Gatorade fruit punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you drink it, it's actually Gatorades.
Gatorades. Gaining AIDS.
Gaining AIDS. Just like all the students at UF.
Speaking of terrible illnesses, how's your health going on now, Duncan?
Jesus Christ.
Cunt pebbles.
Cunt pebbles. That's what I
what
got. I
has.
Got cunt pebbles.
Have you hit the wall already? That's the question. What's the age, huh? What's the age that you've hit the wall? I mean...
the age that my body started falling apart.
That it took... It decided, hey, guess what?
Fuck
you, buddy.
You know what? It actually happened when I was like 12, but...
Well, this is the second coming of that.
Yeah, this is when it was just like, okay, all right.
Second.
You're not fat anymore. prick.
Go
so,
on.
Yeah, 28, the ripe old age of 28. 10 years, about 15 years as a professional scumbag. 10 years as a professional stagehand.
What,
what's going on over there?
Oh, shit. No, keep going. No, hang on.
Push the red button.
What was it exactly?
Blooper.
Oh.
Stop banging your dong against the mic.
God damn it. I don't know how you saw that. It's a ghost dong.
The ghost dong.
He's got binoculars.
Ghost dong! Anyway. No, you were fat once.
Very fat.
You were a scumbag fat kid.
Fat fucking
Then you
scumbag.
Lost a lot of weight.
Yep.
And you became a further scumbag through drugs and alcohol.
Correct.
And, Now you, and then you, and then you wound up here, and now you have what do you have? Gallstones.
I have gallstones.
Gallstones.
Multiple.
How many of them do you have?
They didn't say. They're like, you have multiple gallstones. I'm like, well, how many is multiple? They're like, more than one. No shit.
So how many?
They didn't tell me.
That means there's a lot when they won't tell
then
you.
I got like 142, I think.
Insurance charges by the. Pebble.
By the twat pebble.
Jesus Christ.
Twat rocks.
Twat rocks.
Twat rocks. We did get a message on the...
stones in my vagina.
This is great. Where did the show go? I show up for once and nothing. Is there a technician in the house?
Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, help. yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's Friday.
We ain't got no jobs.
We ain't got shit to do. You're waiting.
That's right.
You're waiting until I'm ready to do this thing because, goddammit, I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
And I will show up when I please. Most people enjoy the podcast. If you're that antsy to listen to this week's show, I suggest you go back. Listen to other shows.
Yeah.
Why not?
Go
listen to some other shows.
Yeah, listen to Shake That Bear.
Yeah, listen to Shake That Bear.
And 6,200 balls.
And then come back and be, like, excited for the next one. Oh, we get it now. You know?
Yeah.
I can come back and, you know, these people, they don't listen. They're not the people that are listening randomly. I have people all over the internet. I got people from China.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Taiwan and shit.
Yeah. So anyway,
I really didn't think we would make it through China's state government security for the internet, though.
No, that's true.
You say key words that the government likes there, which is abortion.
Oh, right. That's right. Population control.
Yes.
We definitely need to talk more about shark teeth, huh?
We talk about shark teeth all the time.
First off, though, seriously. No, I'm gonna plug you guys.
Sweet.
Plug me,
I want to plug you guys.
Yeah.
This band's great. Bob's Newsstand. We played a show together.
Yep, last July. Peacock Room.
Band dynamic and, you know, lots of things have changed since then, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've added a keyboardist. She's sitting here right now.
Yes, she is.
And
there. Bam.
This man sitting to the right of me, King of the Scumbags,
King
is now playing bass for us. He will be making his on-stage debut September 6th at The Social downtown.
Right on.
Opening up for the Necromantics.
That's a big gig. I didn't know about those guys, and you know, it's funny, you know, it's you know when you hear something, a new word or a new phrase, you hear something or a new band, and you hear about them, and you've never heard about them before.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear about it like six times that week. You know, it was like that when you said like I'm playing with Necromantics. I'm like, couldn't place it.
Yeah.
And of course that's good. You obviously, you know, said it in a fashion that these guys are a big deal to be playing with. So,
it's definitely, we've played a lot of horror shows.
How would you explain them?
Well, basically we've done several horror based shows. We've played with the Creep Show. We've played with Blitz Kid, Coffin Cats. And then like the king of all those bands is the Necromantics. I mean, they're like that one step under bands like Rob Zombie.
Nice.
They've toured with Zombie, you know, and so I figure if you've toured with Zombie, you're doing something right.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You never know.
Well, and the Necromantics are kind of like that horror rockabilly. Mm-hmm.
That's what I read about them, yeah.
Stand-up bass.
That's fucking, yeah.
Greasy pompadours.
I watched a couple of videos. They look pretty badass. It looked pretty badass.
We're definitely looking for it to be a huge show. Right. That night last July when we played together,
right.
That was the same night of a Necromantic show. And we had about 15 people come right after that show to Peacock Room where we were playing together.
Wow.
And they sold it out social.
No kidding.
You know, that's 400 or 500 people.
Yeah.
Which we're looking forward to that because we haven't played a huge show crowd since we first started in 2008.
It gives you, it definitely, I mean, I've played a pretty big crowd or two, you know. Bob's Newsstand, yeah, we're in a band. I'm in a band.
Owen's in a band. I went and supported him at the
Rock. No, it was good. It was a good gig. Yeah, it was a good gig. We had two really shitty gigs right before that gig. Well, not right before, but the two gigs before them were absolute crap. And we did well this time.
Yeah.
We did well this time. It was good. It was a fun show. It's a different environment when you play for that many people. And like, I don't know how, you know, the bigger the stage, the more I have fun, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of it. But Back Booth, even though it's not a big stage, it feels like a big place. You know, right. I love that joint.
Yeah,
you know?
Back Booth's good venue.
Social.
Never shit people, been to the venue. Good venue.
Yeah, shit people, good venue. Good venue.
It's never got a good vibe. It's like that.
It does.
It's like that corner they office. Sell PBR. Lawyers should be in there.
Yeah, exactly.
They sell PBR. I liked Will's Pub.
Will's
the
is,
old Will's. Will's is, the old Will's
the
was
old
the
Will's
best.
Was better. This mm-hmm. Will's is still good. But I think, yeah, I mean, if you went to the old Will's,
yeah,
you'd probably get
There's
it.
Too much hiding room at Will's. If someone doesn't like you, your room will be empty.
Terry's talking.
I have almost fallen off the Will's Pub stage twice now.
Awesome.
Because she drinks.
Time, yes. The first time was because I was too close to the staircase. So
right.
I just fell backwards. And the second time was because I was drinking.
Yeah.
Nice. What was the second time?
July 30th.
July 30th.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then when I was falling, I thought maybe if I grabbed onto my PBR can, that would brace me, and I would be able to get back on stage.
Whoa.
It's like that.
PBR is 50% lead. It's proven
You thought the can would brace you.
Yes. I was like, what do I grab onto? I grabbed my PBR, and I crushed it like a man.
Oh, that's...
Like a man.
That's pretty impressive.
Certain things I'm going to keep away from her grip.
The two of you dating, huh? How long have you guys been together?
About a year now.
Yes.
How is it being in a band with someone you're dating? I've never done that. And
it's very easy.
Is it?
Because if you're at home, you want to be nice. She understands the way I talk to the other band members when shit needs to get done.
Right.
I can be abrasive and an asshole. So if I have any kind of frustration, I just do it all at practice.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get it all out. You get it all out. And she sees it. And is that true? I mean, is that...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know why he gets frustrated. He's passionate. It's it's his music. He knows how he wants it. And
yeah.
I respect that.
And do you think you guys argue less because of that?
I think we argue a lot less because there's a lot of things we do in our life that are outside of the relationship that we do
together.
Well,
you're a bit of a nut job.
True.
We
also were in the band together before we were together.
So. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was about 3 or 4 months.
Ooh, yeah. That's interesting. I mean, because that's a completely different dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are in a relationship and then you start a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be different.
That would be weird.
Because she saw me before we dated how I was in the band.
Right.
And before we dated, when I was in the band, I just did samples. You know, so
there were no keys whatsoever.
You were doing all the drops. You were doing, you know, your replay stuff. Just, yeah. Which is a big part of your show.
Yes.
And a great, you know, aspect to you guys' set and the way you guys perform. I really, really like that. But at that time, you know, you were just doing that.
Yeah,
and then
it wasn't
even on stage. You know, we had her for a show off stage. And then the next show we got was a Blitz Kids show, which is a big touring, you know, act. And they're on Century Media. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big metal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And then so they came into town and we opened up. And sure, we're like, hey, we need to put you on stage. We need to put you in fishnets and heels. And
I don't wear those
so
anyway.
If people, because you drink, you wear sandals. Doc Martens.
Yes,
we're so metal.
Yes.
Doc fucking Martens.
I don't wear Doc Martens. I do not.
Lesbian sandals. So straight after a Shark Teeth show, we go home and listen to some Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
play with flowers.
Yeah, there you go.
Patchouli. Boom.
Boom.
It's so funny, though. You do meet so many metal guys that have such, like, normal, tranquil lives. Like,
this guy loves musicals.
I do.
Yeah,
do
you me really? Too. This is how me and this dude, like, hit it off immediately. With, like, what is it, your third shift? It's 8 hours with me and a higher each.
Yeah. We start talking about Mamma Mia and yeah. how
oh, the Jesus on-screen Christ.
Representation was a good one.
Oh, yeah. My.
We talked about seeing cats.
We're talking about Mamma Mia right now.
Yes.
The music
of ABBA. The great Swedes.
Fuck.
Dude, all right. Yeah, and you look at us like...
Here we go again.
No, I worked that gig once.
You need to Google that girl, Amanda Seyfried. Look at her boobs and tell me you don't like Mamma Mia.
Visicals. I worked Mamma Mia for a week back home in South Bend.
Did you really?
And they gave us like hats for swag. And I came home after a week and I was working show calls, so I saw every show.
We're crowding on the couch, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
that's cool. Fucking,
I felt lonely over there.
The scumbag auras won't mesh.
Right. Duncan, to your spot.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you, I'm in the chair.
The mic stands here. I'm too safe to move. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
I don't care.
You stole the spot.
I did. You know
really
why?
Did.
Good call. Wait, look. Just so we're... I forgot that this is how we roll.
Yeah, yeah. You, I'm surprised that you forgot.
That it took me this long?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we roll.
Yes.
It's a good show, man. I'm not gonna lie. I came home and I walked into my bedroom singing a song.
Yes.
Dude, you haven't lived till you used to go down to Disney at 8 Tracks, the old club they used to have there, and
Eight
you dance
tracks.
With the 50-year-old Russian women on vacation to this song. Their beard stubble was so gentle on my fresh 18-year-old face.
Wow. So you've lived in Central Florida for quite a while. I'm
since 2002.
I'm all right.
I tried to live the dream and go to college.
Damn. So now,
How'd that work out?
So you also give it the old college dropout try?
I'm so close. So close.
Just a few credits.
And you don't have honestly, enough money to go back
And
home.
I don't have enough money to go back.
Goes
and,
back to what I was saying.
Intuition, I think, has at least doubled since I've been there. So.
Is going back to
I
what
honestly
I was
have, I think, 21 more credit hours, and then I really will tell everyone around me what to do, because I can show them a dumb piece of paper that will probably have shit stains on it for me wiping my ass with it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I've made it 28 years without a college degree, or say post high school. I've made it 10 years without one, and I've never missed a meal. Well, if you count Doritos, a meal.
Ramen.
And I never not have
ramen.
Fun.
Ramen.
So.
Funny you bring up ramen.
Hey, I love how that segued.
God fucking damn it. I burnt my hand
making ramen. Did you get a steam burn?
I was drunk last night.
No.
Fucking, yeah.
Not Owen.
You don't drink.
I got
you
drunk.
Don't drink.
I do on occasion.
It was Thursday. Usually drunk Thursday. Ramen stories are like Saturday night. Home from the club.
Nope.
Alone.
This was last night.
This is Thursday night.
You can see the bubble. Look. That's from ramen. See the bubble of the burn?
Yeah, right there.
That did look like it cost 16 cents.
Yeah. It fucking sucked. And I was in the living room, and I...
Yeah, you sound like you're tearing up even talking about it.
It was a cold night.
And Teresa wasn't here to hold me.
No, she was. She was in the bedroom. And
asleep?
I was holding it in the cup, and I was walking back from the kitchen. As I'm walking from the kitchen to the love seat,
which is like 10 feet.
You know, the foam cup, the ramen cup of noodles.
Yeah, cup
of noodles, all right?
That's fancy for ramen talk.
Yeah, right? That's 32 cents.
Seriously.
So I had one of those.
Baller.
And I was holding it in the cup with a fork in it. And I just sat down like a dumbass. And I just went,
and it splashed.
and it splashed. And it got all over my hand. And it was...
Did you scream like a little girl?
I made it from the kettle. Yeah, I'm so lazy. I don't even use the microwave. I don't use a bowl. I literally just put the kettle on, make boiling water, pour it in there.
He's upset.
I'm just dying. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
So I sat down and...
Then you immediately put your cold beer can on it.
I did. Well, no. The first reaction
scumbag
was...
ingenuity.
Fuck! fuck!
Is that why there's ramen noodles all over your living room wall in there?
Teresa's in the bedroom, and I don't hear a fucking peep.
Fuck your hand.
She
doesn't say a word about it all night, and I was pissed off about it. Like,
what
happened. You don't. And so she sees me today
with some aloe.
She just says, "Should have used a bowl."
That's why your girlfriend is awesome.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what you did after that, right? After you spilled the ramen all over you, you took what you could save and kind of got it in the cup. And then you got a tray after all the liquid it had spilled out all over you.
It's the best ramen story ever.
And you ate noodles, dry noodles. From a cup!
With your burnt ass
with a burnt ass!
Your skin bubbling off of it like you're some sort of fucking mutant.
Oh, God. Oh.
You should peel that skin off and
only
sell it to the
listeners. Only half of that is true. I don't know which half anymore.
Oh. Only half of that is...
Speaking of ramen noodles, we should take dry packs, and instead of making it rain with dollar bills at the titty bar... You just pass out fucking ramen. Be like, you're doing this to get through college, right? This is what I did in college. Make it rain. Here's a fucking beef flavored, chicken flavored. Hey, you get two spicy picantes to the Latin chick.
No, you...
Here's the shrimp flavor.
Yeah, you're
shrimp
ugly.
Flavor
you get
to the
shrimp.
Asian girl. There's always one Asian girl.
No, I give that to the ugly girl. A girl like... I give that to the girl with the smelly puss.
The 52-year-old.
You make the flavors on the ramen noodle match the smell to their cooch. So one walks by and you'd be like... That's not bad chicken. Wait a minute. Wait. That's double beef. double beef for you.
Double beef for you. That's
Jesus
a quad
Christ.
Beef.
How
that was like Pussy Pops.
I especially. Will never
Pussy
look at
Pops?
Ramen the same.
Yep.
I'm going to make it rain. I got a big thing of it at home. I'm
Oriental.
Making it rain when I get home.
Dude, do you know there's a place bar. There's a place in Chinatown? You know, we got this little Chinatown in downtown Orlando. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Vietnamese.
Well,
I've never been... I've been
Wait,
to Firestone.
It's a block.
Oh.
It's a block.
So it's China.
Let's
block.
Not get crazy here. This is Orlando.
Shitty walk.
Yeah.
So Yo Dong
Massage Parlor.
You guys
probably.
Know, right? It's on,
yeah.
it's on Colonial.
Between
you
this street.
It. It's
oh.
Like,
it's
past it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah it's between Bumby and...
Going to the old...
It's a little further down. It's
like Summerlin.
It's like Summerlin area.
Some
yeah.
The old
whatever.
Scumbag lair. Actually.
Not everyone's from Orlando, and not everyone cares about road directions.
Nobody gives a fuck.
But everyone
Either
does
way,
care about ramen noodles.
This place, apparently, I read about it in the Weekly. You can get hundreds of types of ramen. Hundreds of types.
We have an Asian friend that frequents there. She does.
God damn.
She's the star of our
is
music
she the one
video.
In the video.
I just
yeah.
wonder.
Yeah.
I just wonder what type.
Oh, thank you, please.
More ramen noodle, please.
What other flavors can you conceive with ramen?
Oh, dude, I'm sure they've got like a prime rib and like. Look, think of it this way: any random fucked up potato chip flavor,
right,
can be made in the ramen.
Sour cream and onion ramen.
Dude, they need to do that. Someone, if you're listening out there,
ooh, I like sour
and you make
cream.
Ramen.
I would buy that.
Do it.
I would buy that.
I would buy that.
There's really only like 10
Ramen's
flavors.
Ramen's underrated. It if is. You do it right, and especially too, if you give it a little extra love and care, like from time to time, like
yeah.
I do, you know, you can do all sorts of shit with ramen.
You can
man.
Burn the fuck
I
out
used
of your
have,
hand.
You can. I used to have a friend that used to make poor man's spaghetti all the time, which was, you know, fucking
ketchup.
The ramen, just throw the packet somewhere.
Yeah.
Make the ramen and, you know, put drain it, put a fucking
tomato sauce
on it, and get some spaghettis.
I got a good ramen recipe.
Yeah.
Since this turned into scumbag recipe. You take the hot and spicy, use a half a packet because no one needs to eat all that sodium that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the supermarket and get fresh made salsa. And then when you're done draining it and you mix in it's called like hot and spicy or picante. I don't really know. It's a spicy kind of ramen. And you put a couple spoonfuls of salsa in there.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good, yeah.
And it,
I would eat tasty. That. So,
yeah.
I got this Habib Mart. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Habib Mart?
Just down the street.
Yeah.
Right? New neighborhood for us. You know, I gotta check out all the places, right?
Yeah.
So it's called like the Sunshine Food Mart.
All right.
It's one of these places. It's a Habib Mart.
Bodegas.
Total bodega.
Yeah.
It's like the drug superstore. Like if you're involved in any, it's half. It might as well be half head shop, half gas station. We've all been to them.
And they have their 12-year-old children working there.
Yeah.
I've not seen any children at this one, but definitely.
Because they work the third shift.
Yeah.
It's a long, it's an extended family.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like in The Simpsons when Apu has his kids all in the janitor closet.
So, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Simpsons, that wasn't me.
One of them fall down.
Simpsons did it.
But either way, no. It's, you go in, all right. First off, this is how you know it's a scumbag store.
Establishment. Yes.
Pretty much, you know, all their money is earned in beer. You can tell with the size and the length of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've got the halfy six packs. That's your first clue. Well, they cut the six packs the 12 packs in half, and they sell them as six packs for a little bit cheaper.
It's easier for homeless men to carry.
This is also true. And they can have a little box when they're done.
That's right.
Yeah. Building that dream home.
That's right. I've got a lot of boxes.
Wait for somebody to throw out a big wheel box. It's on.
Christmas time.
The next one. They sell, of course, paraphernalia such as pipes and bongs and not good ones.
Single bug.
But you know, yeah,
cheap
your standard
ass
stuff.
No, it's not even standard. It's substandard. It's what that shit is, yes, that's mass produced Chinese glass that will break on you if you look
single,
at it wrong.
Single blown in the hole to get the smoke through are like this big.
Yeah. Or they're smushed down to nothing.
Yeah.
There's no gray area. You never, like, if you, because they're all inevitably like 10, 15 bucks.
Exactly.
You can never expect.
But sometimes
that you're
you can
quality.
Find a good one.
You have to rummage through all of them.
Yes.
Or the children will find
one.
It for you.
One of the
or their 12-year-old children will sell it to you. I'm not saying that's a true story.
You've also got little tiny.
They got the bullets, don't
the
they?
The little tiny Ziploc bags.
Oh, they sell seals.
Yes.
They awesome.
Sell the little tiny zips.
Yeah, they sell the
They come in like packets of 50 or something. So yeah. It's your.
They sell.
Oh, and they've got an ATM in there which will let you get out $50.
Wow.
Do they sell the white t-shirts in XXXL and the flat bill mass produced hats? Do they have those in there?
Yeah, like, you know, just typical.
Basically, like.
Just, no.
No real clothing.
Old
in there.
Food, though.
You got to go closer downtown for that.
Yeah.
You can hit some gas station.
It's
marks.
Close to that. But no, it's great because I can roll in there. No, like, sometimes you feel awkward walking into a 7-Eleven and you're coming home. And
from
like,
work.
From work and you're scummy as shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel at home there.
Like, you're actually high class.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, like
kinda,
you're the highest
I'm white.
Client.
They
yeah.
walk they you walk in and they go, "Are you the owner of this building?"
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah, they're racist, like, "What would you?" Yeah. But they never ID me. Never. No.
Cuz you look like a 50-year-old Asian woman.
But I just get the feeling that they don't care. They're like these old Indian dudes. Are they at work?
Dead work, my friend.
Oh, my friend. Buddy.
Buddy. What do you need, buddy?
That was
there's a guy like that at Hess.
Yeah. But oh, I love that dude.
That dude's awesome. Yeah, but this guy's it's like the stereotype, I guess. Like, yeah. they just are that.
Do they
way.
Do they sell scales there?
No.
No scales. Oh. Do they sell coke bullets there?
Probably in the back. Do they? I don't know.
No,
I
wait.
Come on.
No, I don't care. Just Budweiser. I'm trying.
I don't do cocaine.
I don't either. But I'm trying to anymore. I'm trying to establish.
I don't do any drugs.
But, I do go. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to establish is exactly how high class of a scumbag establishment this is. Because now, do they have the little glass vials with the rose in them?
For $2.99.
For $2.99.
Perfect.
Or a cigarette.
Perfect for Valentine's Day.
Ooh. No, I can't say they have.
Yes,
they seem a little high class.
I know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you know what those are.
Do they?
By the way, Claremont, if you're this involved and you keep typing shit, call. All right?
It's easier that
way. We don't have a call.
Wait. Call. I got one word.
I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with you.
We got more important shit to do, like talk about Bukkake.
You know, if you're that involved that you even tuned
Bukkake.
In, why don't you call? All right?
Call us, Claremont. Seriously. So we can talk about Bukkake.
No, you missed that conversation on the last show.
Newcastle Wolverine came out. You hear about that?
I don't even know what that means.
Is that a beer?
It's a beer.
Whoa. I figured if Owen was talking about it, it was booze related.
Like, what
if
are you're talking about it, British Wolverine?
If you're like talking about
British
it,
comic book character.
If you're talking about it, it's tits related.
No. Newcastle Wolverine. Newcastle Brown Ale.
7% or more?
I'm not sure. It's their red, basically.
Okay.
They're coming out with a red.
That sounds good.
And I'm
interested.
Very interested.
Yes, of course you are.
Can't find it anywhere. God fucking damn it.
Why not?
I can't find it anywhere. Like, I'm gonna have to like do the whole public special order that bullshit for me.
Have you tried Total Wine?
No.
I'll let you
by
know
by anywhere
one is.
I mean the ABC down the street.
Yeah, but if and you wanted Matt, if you wanted has. Mad Dog 2020, they had you covered.
Yes, they did.
Because ABC.
No, I got
is
a,
exactly
I got a really
that.
Good I got a really good ABC, like a block and a half. God damn it, I gotta do something about it.
Drink more.
I'm angry.
Bitch.
I need a break.
You don't need a break.
I need a break.
Time yet, you slut.
It is break, actually.
Is it?
It's 32.
Wow.
Yeah.
Break.
Suck these nuts.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. We'll come back. We'll do a little bit more. I got
no shit. That was only a half an hour.
I got some shark teeth for you, motherfuckers. Hang on. Cue
all
that up, Duncan.
All up in that ass. Why are you telling me to cue it up? It's right
play
there.
Play what? Legitimate. This song is basically wrote it in about 10 minutes. And it basically pokes fun at everything in the music scene. And trust me, we're not assholes about it. It's actually funny. You'll hear some names in there. There are people that mean a lot to us, except for like two of them. But
right
other
on.
Than that,
it's
a pretty good song.
Well, now you guys are you're pretty entertaining live, and you these guys are different. That's all I'm. You know, you guys are definitely
ranges.
Different.
This is gonna get
we range
moving.
From death metal to punk. To smooth,
and
Sade
yeah,
jazz.
It's
not
it
really.
Isn't it isn't just metal, and that I think that's what's happening with your band now. Is you're you know
gets a good pull.
You're evolving, and you've got
up.
Well, you've just your show is entertaining, and that's the thing. You have to have an entertaining.
It's all about
show.
The. If I could put a CD, if you could put a CD that would go into your brain,
right?
Then we'd be awesome.
Yeah,
but we need to do a full length DVD. We'll see.
Yeah,
it'll happen, man. You'll get the money, you know. And by the way, donate so that you can make the video Leatherface's Pool Party.
Yeah, Leatherface's Pool Party. Kickstarter.com. Type in Leatherface's Pool Party for the band Shark Teeth. We're trying to make a video. It's a song we wrote. It's basically if the man himself, Leatherface, had a party at his house. And basically the video will have lots of horror, famous horror icons, but with a twist.
That
twist has titties.
It's a very
twist has titties.
Twist has titties,
which is excellent.
Yeah,
and
nipple pierced penhead.
I think we can all get the visual.
Penhead.
Fuck
it
yeah.
It will be a cool motherfucking looking video.
Please help us out.
Please help.
Yes. So just do it.
Yeah,
donate some money. You can go to the site and donate.
And if you
go to Kickstarter.com.
Kickstarter.com.
Promise you, if you let us make this video, holy shit.
And there's some essential.
Incentives.
There are incentives.
They're incentives if you depending on how much you donate.
Yeah,
you can get
absolutely.
A copy of our CD. We have an EP That will be available soon. On
we need a donate button, don't we? We need a donate button.
Yeah.
They're poor.
You can actually be in the video if you donate.
Yeah, if you donate enough, you can be in it. Yeah.
I'm going to be in the video. I'm not sure who I'm going to be yet. I've just invited myself.
you can be with Benoit.
But I'll contribute to the project in some form or fashion.
Well, maybe we should we queue up Leatherface in that case? Or do you still want
to? Leatherface has got to be a big dude.
No, I'm not big enough to do Leatherface.
No,
that would be hilarious.
Should we queue up?
Oh yeah, why don't we? Yeah, let's listen to Leatherface first.
Well, no, we're gonna listen to Leatherface and
Leatherface's pool party.
We'll listen to it and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about it and then we'll go to break. That's what we're gonna.
That's
do.
That's not Leatherface's pool party.
Oh, I thought we were gonna. Well, we'll do legitimate this when we legitimate. Come back to break.
Sounds good.
Hang on. Come back from break. These are words. You use them. Leatherface's pool party. I'm trying to do an I got an iPod. I got a computer. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm doing everything. There's a lot going on over here.
It's true. Owen's.
There's a lot going on.
There we go.
I got all these computers and chainsaws now. I like those chainsaws. Those are good sounding chainsaws. Hell yeah. So describe the video then, as the song's playing.
Oh man, that would take too long. I can't talk that fast.
Come on, talk fast.
Okay, basically we're at a party right now, and we're at Leatherface, and Freddy and Jason are trying to get into the party, but we're not gonna let them. And then we're at Leatherface pool party. There's people going crazy. There's bitches jumping in the pool. There's dude bros fist pumping because you have to have that.
Zombie dude bros.
And right here, everyone's gonna do their own little thing. I'm gonna be in the pool playing a guitar. She's gonna have dancing dude bros around her doing a little humpy hump on her. We're gonna have a drummer on the roof because that's where drums belong. It's on the roof. We're gonna have Duncan hanging out with zombie chicks. We're gonna have Reagan.
I like it.
Reagan in the pool. The song really hits good towards the end, because in the visuals, the lyrics speak what's gonna happen. A lot of this is a lot of party scenes, a lot of fun stuff with Jason and Freddy, which will be a hot girl with hockey mask. You know, it's gonna be cool.
How do you ever expect to get away with it with New Line Cinema?
Well, that's why. Because
you can.
We're gonna make
it's not
character.
Illegal. It's a parody character. It's legal.
And we're gonna mock every character as a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
otherwise, we're in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah.
Because every song is about someone or something.
This is true. This is true. No, you're right. I mean, it brings up an interesting point. How far can you go? Because you're obviously using these fictional characters in your art, in your songs. And awesome. You know, they're culture references.
Here's that part
but
right
they,
now.
This part's sick. Yeah. I love this tune.
It's a tall man from Phantasm. Little Elvira. Neil Bogg from Troll 2. Little Vincent Price action. Thanks, Michael Jackson.
It's clever, you know. It's got a lot of. That's what I like about you guys. Is you got a lot of just interesting little things going on, you know. These keys are great. You gotta talk up. The music's playing.
I'm listening.
Oh yeah.
This is one of my favorite tracks.
We go 2 minutes and 47 seconds of pure pleasure.
Is that what it is? 2:47.
It'll be really good. And if you really want to check out what we can do, we have another music video that was self-produced and made by the band. I directed it myself, and it's called They Live. by Shark Teeth. It's on YouTube right now.
Absolutely. I'll put a link up in the on the podcast in the description there. Yeah. I'll put a link up to all you guys' stuff. So
yeah, we made that one for $60. Just imagine what we could do with several thousand.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Let's go to break.
Oh, and also keep in mind that I am not on any of the website, nor in the video.
You're brand new, man. It takes time.
I know.
It takes time.
We haven't even popped my stage chair yet.
Exactly.
That's what we're waiting for.
I know, and it's
if you suck on stage, then why do all that computer work?
I
don't know computers.
This is true.
What's the internet?
Let's see the internet tubes.
See, I'm like a redneck that figured out how to wire up a couple things. And it's like, that's the studio.
It's because you're from England.
Looks good. Yeah. I'm crafty.
You're crafty.
I'm crafty.
You're a crafty little Brit.
I'm a crafty little Brit. Bit wiry, they say.
Aye.
All right, here we go. We're going to break. This is Electro Lane with Blue Straggler. Enjoy.
Or don't.
And then I'm going to play a bunch of other random crap because I can.
Because it's your show.
Yep. Yes, that's right. We're back.
Hello.
Fuck, that was smooth as shit. I let the song die. Like fucking, it was perfect. That was perfect. Even though we took an extended break, this is the laziest show in the history of internet radio shows.
Correct.
Justin TV is still broadcasting. I have yet to switch over to the cameras because it says we'll be right back. We're clearly back.
Yeah, you obviously know.
Now we're officially back. Here we are.
Yeah.
We're on the cameras. But yeah, here we are back again with our good friend, Duncan, Sir Scumbag.
The king of all scumbags. I said earlier to him, if you're king scumbag, then I'm like the knight in shining fucking
armor. I don't know
armor.
That Duncan is actually king scumbag.
No, but I might be king of this territory.
Yeah. The 407 area code, maybe.
I don't know, actually.
Maybe 3-2-1?
I think Scott is a bigger scumbag than me.
Scott.
Oh, Scott's a pretty big scumbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some scumbag stories.
No, he's got me beat.
Yeah.
I've heard some shit, and I'm like...
But I feel like he's the...
I tip my hat to thee, sir.
Yes, he's more the exactly. Pope. More the Pope.
Yeah, Scott is like the Pope. He supersedes.
Be like Christian stuff.
This is true. See, what's interesting is that, we're all fairly level-headed scumbags.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when that's where it crosses the line.
I help the elderly.
You start getting into...
The elderly across the street.
The elderly?
Yes.
Good
English.
I'm
a scumbag with a heart of gold.
as are Owen and myself. We absolutely
elderly.
Are. Elderly.
I'm going to start saying that just to piss people off. It's elderly?
No, the elderly.
No, the elderly. You know? They're just going to be like...
It's like the older-ish.
You guys are making...
Oh, sorry. I'm going to do that... To someone. I gotta bleep that out. Go to break. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I'm gonna do that to someone. And he's gonna look at me and he's gonna be like, what?
What? What the fuck did you just
say? I don't know why I turned into Rick James there, but yeah. He does say
actually,
what a lot.
You turned into fucking Little John.
Oh, gosh. Little John. Yeah, that's right. No,
where's your pimp cup?
Yeah, where's
covered
your,
in jewels.
Where's your crunk cup?
It's right here, folks.
Right there.
It's right here.
Covered in stars and.
Oh man, I'm so glad I do this. It's so ridiculous. We were talking about it on break, but it's such a release just doing this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we peed white in your fart boxes.
Exactly.
Like
in which
your,
I will.
We peed white in your ear boxes.
Yes.
We need a shirt. The Ono Radio Show. Peeing white in your ear boxes.
Let the earwax build because you're going to need some lube for your ear pussy. Because we're going to fuck it.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, ear.
Eargasms.
Eargasms. That's what you listen when you get
there is
when you
nothing,
listen to Shark Teeth.
I like an eargasm. And we all know what this is. I mean, when you get that Q-tip and you get it just right. And it twists, and you get that piece that's been there that you know
no,
that's
been
there, and you felt it before, and you just can't get it, and you try day after day, and it's been there, and it mounts.
You can do what my mom used to do, which is you lay your head down, and then she goes in with a set of tweezers.
No.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
That's no, scary. You don't do it. You have someone do it for you. She was
really... No one is... I'm not getting...
No, she taught me how to play Operation, I trusted her.
And that's why you were a medic?
Yeah, that's why I was a medic in the Army. Because of Operation. Love that game. Call of Duty and Operation.
Do you play Amateur?
Bam.
Do you play Amateur Surgeon?
I love that game.
Is that awesome?
I have.
Fucking hell. I gotta get the Bible out.
No, you don't. We're talking about eargasms.
No way. Go to Revelations. That's my favorite chapter.
Yeah. That's the best one.
It's the only one that's actually true.
Dude, you should see my... I've got a Four Horsemen sign at the house.
Nice.
Badass.
You guys are gonna appreciate this. I knew there was a couple of things I had to bring up. So I gotta get them out the way before the show goes too long.
Baby rapers?
No.
Damn it.
Gibson guitars. You hear about this? Getting raided?
What? No.
Headquarters gets raided
in Nashville.
In Nashville, and they have another factory somewhere else.
Yeah, the headquarters is Nashville.
The headquarters is Nashville, and yes, that the factory there got raided by the FBI.
Hmm.
Endangered wood.
Endangered
no
wood.
Shit.
Huh.
That's true because they do advertise that they have a lot of extremely rare wood guitars.
Exactly.
but they're using endangered species of trees.
Where are they getting that from?
The rainforest.
Yeah, rainforest.
Illegally?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Huh. That's why I play ESP. If you work for ESP guitars...
Think about all those guys with Gibson endorsements. What's that going to do for them? Hey, yeah, is your guitar one of these?
Is your guitar one of these?
Do you have the magic wood?
Right.
Magic wood! That's something completely
different. Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I...
I've had it once or twice before in my life, and it's been incredible.
Absolutely.
And it's now endangered.
And it is and now it's endangered. Man. It's actually not endangered. It's on the threatened list. It's just threatened.
It's like manatees.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You hit them with a boat.
You hit them with a boat. That's what we're going to do the Gibson guitars. We're going to throw them in the river and run them over.
Now you're just making me sad because whenever I hear about manatees, all I can think about is Trevor. I love Trevor. And he's a good buddy of mine. And oh, man, tell you what. He sure does love them manatees.
The manatees?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard.
Manatees? He goes and hangs out with them in the river.
Sounds like a queer to me.
No, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If he heard you say that, there'd be serious repercussions because he doesn't just hang out with manatees. He's from Queens, New York, and he has guns.
That he has guns.
And a temper.
God, because it would be God so damn good. It,
Trevor, if you were here... You'd be saying something about it.
You'd be saying something, and then you'd also be saying something offensive. Like, you know Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor. Yeah.
Safety but I just first. Have this vision that's so hilarious to me of him of bobbling up and bloop, 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 in the river.
Wearing a wife beater.
Drinking a beer. Hanging out. With the big smile on his face.
Because he's from Queens. Yeah, drinking a beer.
Shit.
You're right. With manatees. Like he's got his beer sitting on a manatee.
On, hanging out with the manatees.
He's got the sunglasses on the manatee.
Hey guys. What you guys doing?
What you guys
do? I'm gonna pet you.
I could see Trevor
it's
doing
it. It's actually a crime.
I like
to pet
like
a manatee.
To touch what? A manatee.
I wish I could do Trevor's voice. I wish I could. I need to learn how to do Trevor's voice.
That's a good one.
For when he's not here.
Yeah.
He gets so he gets so mad too. And that's what he's mad. Man. He would say that. He would use, man. It's so bad. Do you know about that hurricane? You hear? You guys hear?
Yeah, it's
Hurricane New York.
Says, yeah, supposedly, all right. Right now, it's, what is it? It's the 26th of August? Something
yes,
like that.
2011. 75.
We just had a hurricane that was a Category 4, and it didn't knock my trash can over.
Yeah.
And it was empty. I was pretty surprised.
I don't usually wish bad things upon people, but it is heading towards New Jersey, and I may or may not be smiling about it.
That is pretty funny.
I am happy
about
that.
And you can blame MTV for that. Otherwise, I would have no beef with New Jersey.
No, I've been to New Jersey. Fuck that place.
God's vengeance on the Jersey Shore.
God's vengeance on America's armpit.
No, it's the devil just taking them out. Because
don't you blame Satan.
No. Here's the deal. Satan created those people, right? He has the
No. Everyone came from God. That's known.
No.
God is the one who fucks
Satan
up, not
created
Satan.
The Jersey Shore. There's no doubt
way.
About it in
no
my
way.
Mind.
No.
No, those are God's people.
Yes.
Those are all Catholics, my friend.
I think they all formed from hair gel.
Well, they got infected. No, they got infected by Satan AIDS.
No, you know who gets infected by Satan AIDS? This couch.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you get infected by Satan AIDS.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, then it just flips. You guys are scary, by the way. You've got all these tattoos. I don't know what's going on.
We'll kill your cat.
We're actually here to rob you.
Yeah. Sorry, Owen.
Fucking show, we're here to rob you.
This has gone too far.
Have we ever, like, you think about the amount of scumbag energy coming off this
scumbag,
couch right
I'm
now?
I'm just a drunk.
We've already stolen half of your house.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Teresa's tied up in the other room.
No, she's crafty. She'd find a way.
I know she would. I'm scared of her, actually.
Yeah, no, she's quite threatening in a strange...
In a very, very...
She's got... She scares me. No.
Owen, do you need to talk about it?
No.
Go off the air so we can call the hotline.
New podcast.
Spousal abuse hotline. Terry's got it on speed dial.
I wanted to talk... seriously, about this fucking hurricane, I got a funny story. Cause
funny story. You know they're shutting down public transportation in New York at noon tomorrow?
Oh.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, it's gonna man. Be chaos. This is going to be fun to watch.
Sorry about
people
the people
are going to walk.
No. You know what?
Oh,
scooters, motherfucker.
My God.
All the gays in New York with their scooters.
Hey, what are you trying to say? You were riding it earlier.
Ciao. Oh, it's awesome. I'm getting one.
Are you?
Yeah. Dude, it comes with a rainbow sticker.
I gotta try it out. I can't believe you haven't let me try it out yet.
I can't believe you haven't asked.
It's so much fun.
I have once.
No, you didn't.
Talk about kinks. He's like a cardinal. If Scott's the Pope, he's a cardinal.
He's a cardinal.
You're still a kinks because you're separate.
Yeah,
separate church from state.
A story. God damn it.
No, we're trying to figure out the hierarchy of scumbags.
We'll figure
it out for the next show.
Yeah, we'll do a family.
We'll bring charts.
We'll bring charts.
Bar graphs and pie charts.
Bar graphs and pie charts.
So the last time there was a hurricane, oh, it was so bad. Hurricane Hail Charlie. Just, no, trust me on this.
Hurricane Sheen.
Hurricane Sheen.
Hurricane Sheen. Was it made of tiger blood and Adonis 14 DNA?
14 days, Duncan, without power.
Oh,
14 days. Ginger, shut up. Telling a story.
Don't be a whore.
People at home are going to think there's redhead in the room.
And the Koreans want to hear it. Last hurricane that was really bad for Orlando, Hurricane Charlie.
Charlie knocked
us on our ass.
Yeah,
14 fucking days.
I was 14 around that time.
Around that time, right? Torture because literally I'm in an apartment complex and the building across from me has power. apartment complex.
Oh,
and has power 3 days. After the storm hits. And I'm out for 14 fucking days. So here I am. I'm pissed at the world. Guess what I did? I was barbecuing baked beans on the porch on my...
On a hobo fire?
Yeah. Well, I had this little grill thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was a propane one.
Yeah.
It's actually quite handy. I'm glad I had it. Cooked everything on that.
I miss my propane grill.
But I was cooking baked beans. I remember it distinctly. I was drinking a Budweiser. It wasn't out of an American
But it, was it cold?
It was warm. I had been sitting in and out of the bath all day just to cool the warm bath. You can't drink the water. You got to save all that shit. So you're sitting in the bath and just hating life. And I got to go to class. I'm in college. They didn't let us. Like, I don't have power.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you got to come. So whatever.
Which they shouldn't care because you already
So I remember
them.
It very distinctly. I was pissed off at life and I was having a few beers, as I do.
Before class.
And I was cooking some baked beans because that's all I could have. I was rationing.
Like safety.
I was cooking baked beans. Stirring them on the stove.
It's like you were in a fucking Holocaust survivor.
I just got really mad. And I decided just to... I'm going to Fair Villa. No, wait, no. It wasn't. Was it? Yes. Which is the one down on OBT?
Fairvilla.
That's Fairvilla. Yeah.
Or Premier Family. Family. Premier Adult. Family Outlet. What's that word in the song?
It was before me and Teresa. Before me and Teresa lived together.
Yeah.
I'm lonely as shit. Bored as shit. I'm cooking baked beans on a pan.
Yeah.
On a barbecue outside in the sweltering heat. And I said to myself, fuck this, this sucks. I'm going to go jack off. Because I haven't jacked off in a long time.
So you went to
and
a store?
I went, well, here's the deal. Couldn't get internet. Anywhere that I could jack off.
Right.
I can't go to my buddy's place and just, I guess I could.
I would.
Now I could.
Yeah, now
then,
you
Then, maybe not. No. So
cell
much.
Phones were not what they are today.
That's true.
Yeah, this is true.
There was no spankwire.com.
I still don't have a good phone, so fuck me.
No spankwire.
But either way, I had a laptop. I had a laptop that I was using at my buddy's place, and I was charging, but I didn't get any porn.
Can't download it.
And so I just got bored, and I'm like, I'm fucking going to buy in some porn. And I fucking watched it, and I jacked off. Hurricane Charlie
it's
will
science.
Always stick in my brain. Porn store jack off Charlie.
Porn store jack off Charlie. The longest amount of time you've ever gone without masturbating.
Yes. Fuck it was that. A terrible experience.
And no one
all the people in New Orleans from Katrina without their families and dogs. And in Florida, we have jack-off problems.
So right? New York, New Jersey, and all of that area.
Fuck New Jersey, but
get ready for some non-jack-off time.
Yeah. Enjoy what we get all right. Mostly once a year.
Save your JC Penney catalogs.
Yeah. We haven't got hit yet, motherfuckers. I'm going to start talking shit to other states.
Yeah. Hey, let's go around the let's go around the nation. Let's start with Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck Georgia.
Fuck Georgia.
I've lived in Georgia. I lived in Athens.
Not enough mountains to be hillbillies, but somehow they still fucking pull it off.
Yeah, I lived in Athens, man, which really was supposed to be a progressive city, and I met a couple of really cool people, but the rest of them sucked.
Yeah. Where at?
Athens, Georgia.
Oh, that's in Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
Story that sticks out in my mind about Georgia. Played the arena next to the Georgia Dome with a factory tour, and they had sent our buses out to the Prevo dealership to get, you know, refurbed and whatever. And they come back, and there was a Sunday, so there was a Falcons game letting out, and all these people are walking by the bus, and they're all watching, and they're all looking in the front window and just standing there staring. And I'm like, okay, so I'm a badass. I just walk up to the bus and fucking just walk in like, yeah, I'm hot shit. Check this out. I'm going to get on this motherfucker. And I look in the front window, and I'm like, oh, I see what's going on now, because the Prevo guys were checking the satellite and made sure our porno channel still worked. So on the front lounge TV, a 48-inch plasma, there's this girl fucking reverse cowgirl riding the cock.
One of my favorites.
I know. I mean,
it's a good position.
It is great. It's fantastic.
Let's move on.
Let's
Texas.
Move on. Texas?
Home of the retards.
Oh, God. Don't mess with Texas, because it's not nice to pick on retards.
It's not.
But there are a couple of really good restaurants. Austin, great city.
I hate Texas.
San Antonio, great strip clubs.
Yeah?
You can...
Austin,
nope,
great
good.
Food.
Bad airport, all I've ever seen of Texas. Hate Texas.
Almost Dallas. Went to... I got stopped by immigration.
Until I see more of Texas. That's my only...
No, fuck...
So fuck Texas.
Fuck Texas.
That's my logic, right?
No, look, I got stopped by customs in Texas because
you look like a Mexican.
Coming back from Mexico, actually. I was flying in. I flew in from Mexico. The drug dogs...
They have planes down there?
It was a fucking burro.
I've not been to Mexico.
No. Don't.
I drink their beer.
And don't.
Eat their nachos. Mm. Taco Bell.
I know some European places. I've been to those.
Yeah.
I've driven up and down this, like, the East Coast. So I've done that whole thing. But I've gone, like, west. But I went to Seattle. Seattle's cool. Seattle's cool.
I've been there once.
I like Seattle. Mixed emotions about Seattle.
It's very gloomy.
That's
very
bullshit.
Gloomy
it
city.
rained once in my 2 weeks.
I was there 2 weeks at two different times of the year.
The locals supposedly keep it a secret. No, really. Like it's one of those things, like they don't mind the myth being perpetuated.
Yeah.
But it's always like gloomy and rainy and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's like living here.
Yeah.
You could say, well, they have a terrible storm 3-4 days a week. Every, you know, pretty almost every day.
It rains more here in Orlando than it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
I just pictured it being like the Goonies movie.
Oh,
like fucking Chunk and Mouth were going to be there. And when I flew into the airport, he'd be doing the truffle shuffle at me.
Yeah.
And then Kurt Cobain would come out and play a guitar solo for me.
Yeah.
My dreams of Seattle did not happen the way I would like them to.
No.
Fucking Goonies.
But Starbucks was delicious.
Starbucks is delicious.
Because they started there.
Yes.
Yeah?
Look
yes,
at that.
They did.
Bringing
yes,
out
they did.
Google facts.
Teresa used to work for the old Bucks.
My she mom works for the Bucks.
A bistro? Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Barista.
Barista. Sounds like
they're,
a
my mom
sounds like a Mexican
really
fluffer
good.
On a porn set.
Really good for their employees.
Yeah.
Really
my good. Mom has a fucking master's degree. Quit working for the state of Indiana because she didn't like working for people. God, I can't imagine where I got it from. Because I don't like working for people, but I do it because I'm good at it.
Nice.
And well,
you pretend to be a nice
yeah,
guy.
Exactly. And she quit working, and then she went and she works at Starbucks part time for the benefits because they give the PTs benefits. Unbelievable.
Coffee, energy, health insurance, cavities. Come work at Starbucks.
Fuck yeah, biscotti and shit.
Teresa was really good at raping as much overtime as possible with them.
Yeah.
I swear this espresso machine takes 4 hours to clean.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did she ever steal the whipped cream and bring it home?
We got tons of free coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, but the whipped cream is whippets.
The whipped cream, man. They got that special silver gun for it.
Oh, no. That would have been cool. That would have been cool to have.
When I was in the UK, one of my locals brought me a whipped cream canister and a whole box of whippets. He was like, here you go. I was like, God, I love you guys. You're a friendly people. I hate America, too. Except I love America because we're superior to you in every way. But I only think I only think that when I'm out of the country. When I'm not in America, I'm very pro-America. I'm like, America fucking rules. Our food is awesome and our cigarettes taste better. You know, and blah, 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 blah. But I'm also doing it as being a pretentious jack-off about it so people know I'm not really serious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Although I do love America.
I do.
It is weird when I go back home. Because I'm so American to them.
Yeah. They wouldn't believe you until you showed them your papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your family knows.
When you told me about it, I was like, you really?
Yeah.
Dude, when I met him, I thought that was bizarre.
That's awesome.
I thought that was an Iron Maiden tattoo. I had no idea it was
I was like, are you going to get Eddie?
Yeah.
You're carrying the rest?
I stopped at that. You know, that's what's funny about it is that most people do. That was kind of the joke.
You're like, but Iron Maiden rules.
and I like Iron Maiden.
One of the best British exports.
I wouldn't get a deliberate Iron Maiden tattoo.
Right.
You know.
There's some.
I wouldn't get any band's deliberate tattoo, I don't think.
I've got deliberate band tattoos.
I know you do.
I do.
You're covered in guar.
I have no guar tattoos.
Just looks like guar. Mm-hmm. Which is purple
jizz. I guess that's right. Fucking.
Rapid pump.
God damn.
What?
Guar's not that good.
They are that good. They are that good.
Jesus Louise, Papa Cheese. What do you mean? Discuss.
Yeah, come on.
This is like being on the Bill O'Reilly show. You're the Democrat and we're the Republicans. And we're just going to drill your ass until you bleed red. And I mean red for Republican.
Their music's
No. You're a slut.
I don't know.
You're a slut. You're a British slut. You're a streetwalker who gets raped and killed by Jack the Ripper.
It's not that good. It's not that good.
We're going to have a listening party.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you the ways. You will like it.
Like,
I'm not into all that fucking horror shit.
There's no horror
in guar.
Masks and costumes.
That's
not
horror.
That's not their CDs, though.
Then what is it?
We understand if you don't like their stage show, that's fine. Beyond that, it's still good music.
Do they have a lot of stuff that I've probably not heard that's good?
They have 27 years of music.
27 years of music. They have 13 full-length
albums.
Then
how do you call it one band, even?
It's the same.
That's like Menudo.
It's the same singer for all 27 years.
And it's the
same singer.
Same guitarist.
And same guitarist. The only thing that has switched out, they've had three different drummers and three different basses.
Dirks has been
with them. He's been with them since like 92.
Roberts has been with them since 92.
They had a couple in the 80s, and now the drummer is on solid. The Beefcake now
is the
old Beefcake from well ago.
But yeah,
from the Scumdogs of the Universe.
They've had very few rotating members. Like, dude, there are bands that have been around a lot less time that have gone through more members than guar has. And the thing is most of the people that have been in guar, when they leave, they go to do something else in the company, like in Slave Pit.
It's different when you keep – if you keep your lead singer – you keep your songwriters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You keep your songwriters and your main guys. That's – as long as you keep the core of the band, whatever that core is – yes. You have to keep that.
Absolutely.
If you don't, I mean, you're telling me that they did that.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Take Shark Teeth, for example.
I didn't know
if
that.
I wasn't in the band, it would not be the same band. Since I write all the songs and bring that kind of flavor to it.
Right.
You know, the mixed up, the death metal here, the punk here, you know, all this kind of stuff. Whereas in guar, the lead singer, Dave Brocky, he makes sure everything is to his standards. And he keeps it different because they do. And that's what's great about them is they got a whole album that is nothing but like 2-minute punk songs. Nice. And then they'll write straight metal stuff. And then they'll do an album of fun.
So just I probably just heard all the really shocking, stupid shit.
You probably watched them on Jerry Springer in the mid-90s, and you're like, this band's stupid.
Those episodes were awesome, though. I remember that.
Yeah, but still, like...
Steve, I remember Steve throwing... throwing someone through the mount, whatever the mouth thing is, the
world maggot,
that thing,
the world maggot.
Tell me about the world maggot.
The
Duncan.
World maggot lives in the center of the earth.
Yes,
and it was asleep, and that was what that was. This toilet earth.
Don't touch the mic. Just leave it alone.
It was.
I think so.
Yeah, but it was one of the albums in the 90s, and the legend had it that was that if Gwar slayed enough people.
Pussy.
If they killed enough people and fed their souls to the world maggot, that it would awaken and carry them back into space, which is all Gwar ever wanted.
Is to get back.
So they're aliens.
Yes.
That's the deal. They're not demons.
A band of intergalactic space pirates.
Who landed in Antarctica.
Known as the Scumdogs of the Universe. They were imprisoned on Earth because they had done a lot of bad shit in the universe. Dude, there's a whole mythos.
Oh, I know. And I
it's
just awesome. Never
it's some
cared
H.P. Lovecraft
to really
shit.
Get it. Why would
Why would you want it? Why wouldn't you? Yeah. You know why? Because it's fun. And because...
you're not fun.
No. No.
You're not fun, Shane.
You're not fun.
I guess I'm not, like...
Man, you're British, Shane.
Have you ever seen Gwar?
I like Doctor Who.
What? How do we go from Gwar to
no,
BBC?
We're not done with Gwar.
Yeah.
We're not done with Gwar, goddammit.
Have you ever seen them
Have
live?
Have you ever seen them live?
I'm just, you know...
No, you haven't. You've
I'm
seen
just
internet
saying
videos.
That I'm not that into Gwar.
We're going to have to play a song.
I don't want to play a song.
Please. I'm just saying...
Play a song later.
Metal, Metal Land.
Metal, Metal Land.
That'll sum favorite. Them up, because it has metal, punk, and Gwar.
Yeah. Actually,
and that's the thing. There is no band on this planet that does what they do to that extent. Like, I don't care about the costumes stuff. I mean, trust me, it's one of my favorite parts, but that's not what makes them good, because I listen to them on my iPod. I know the words to their songs, because it's just that... good of music.
Yeah.
It really is.
Because he's writing
as
Odorous Urungus.
Mm-hmm.
As the scumdog of the universe. As like who
my taste isn't as heavy as yours.
No.
I'll definitely say that.
Absolutely.
They
have
right
a lot of toned down stuff. They got stuff with horn sections.
Which is awesome.
They have like jazz infused,
oh my God,
you know, slow rock. Yeah. They do like, and Dave Brocky has his own side project called the Dave Brocky Experience.
Right.
Where in that he writes hilarious songs, and it's hardly there's
the
none of it's hard
shit.
Rock.
None no,
of it really
no.
is.
No, it's the goofy shit that can't make it onto Gwar albums.
Right.
Like, because nobody would take it seriously. They'd be like, what? What? Yeah. What? Songs
should
like
the,
I Wanna Be.
What is it?
Should the ugly girl blow me?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
They have a song called Music Is Like
Yes
Beer.
Is the answer to that.
Yes.
Always yes.
Yes. Well,
if you're ever propositioned.
Yeah.
I guess there's, of course, there's the line, but the ugly girl,
OBT is
the line. The ugly girl gives a good blowjob.
The chubby,
just
girl.
Like the fat chick.
Yeah, just like the fat.
Because they're always hungry.
Because they like to eat rug marbles.
They like dick.
They like dick.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. Has been my experience.
What does the cat
no?
say?
No, it has been my experience.
Come on.
Hey, look.
This is a polite podcast.
Since fucking when?
We're not talking about that. Sure we are.
You're not talking about fat girls and blowjobs? Because that's the worst thing that we've ever talked about?
Oh, God.
I only have frame of reference from
I remember.
Now.
I remember one.
You remember one? Just
I remember
one.
One.
You only remember one.
It's good for a minute.
Good for a minute?
And then the microwavable popcorn was done and she went running. To
it's
the
very
popcorn.
True. It's very true.
Ginger, what the fuck are you doing?
There's a cat.
What?
Get some Oreos.
What is she doing?
Cats.
She's just chilling. She's looking for moon jerky.
Moon jerky. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point of the show when Owen has run out of things to talk about.
You have not.
Yeah.
Have we really gone through
it? It has. It's got. I got one more. You want me to get into the nuts and bolts? Like,
well,
some,
I don't know.
Some of the other things, because I got some real interesting stuff in here. All right, now there is one more.
There's one more, and then we'll save the real interesting shit for the next after the break.
Yeah.
All right.
Because then it's free ball session. The last segment is.
Yeah,
that's when it gets ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'll take my underwear off.
I mean, we're on the road there, so let me get one more thing in.
All right.
So this show's not a complete waste.
Wow, way to make me feel good.
No, actually, this is probably the most intellectual the show has ever
been. It really probably is. But they're not looking for intellectual.
No.
So I have to tell a story.
They want me to take my teeth out. That's what they want.
I just want to teach a lesson to guys, right? I need a song for this.
Fist pump.
No. I need something different.
You need Shark Teeth.
You need Shark Teeth.
Man. I need something that is going to shed a little light. I need something classy. I really don't have much classy stuff.
We have a song called
Fluffy
Kitty.
Yeah.
Drive Through Abortions.
Oh, Drive Through Abortions.
Don't know that that's gonna work right now.
No?
No, don't think so.
That's unfortunate.
What about Vagina Dentata? That's a new one we're working on.
Yes. Oh, it's tasty.
The pussy's got teeth.
Oh, just because it's going to piss everyone off.
Don't forget Dead Baby
Fetus. I'm
going
to play this song.
Dead Baby Fetus.
Oh, yeah, the dance party song. With my weekend, driven to is this Coldplay?
Yes, it is. So
you know how I know you're gay?
Thank
when
you.
Something is broken.
Do you have any guns available? Because I'm ready to kill myself.
Have you ever been driving home? And you get a text from a loved one. Would you mind picking me up? Three bottles of wine.
Uh-oh. I think I know who this text message is from.
My love.
Of course.
Oh, how you find love in the strangest of things. We were talking later in the evening. She was telling me after a few bottles of...
After the three bottles
no,
of wine.
No, not after the three. She had a few glasses. The three bottles will last her a long time.
Right.
Whatever. She tells me,
Vagina,
you've done such a good job. It's great. We're at this new place. You know, we're doing great. You know, we're chugging along in our relationship. We're doing great. You know,
finger bang.
And we're happy. And we're drinking wine.
Finger bang.
And then I realized something. I made a huge mistake.
Uh-oh.
Because, guys, there's a lesson to be learned here. Don't do things too well.
Huh.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Because it gets you in trouble.
Yep.
Because then you gotta do them all the fucking time.
Yes.
You gotta buy tons of shit. You gotta spend money.
At Walmart.
And you gotta go places more that you don't want to go to.
No, but you do them so well.
Just don't do it. Yeah, when you go and you're like, if you're an asshole and you go to mom and dad's place, fuck you.
This and you kick the cat.
This beer sucks. Fuck you.
Right.
Guess
fuck
what?
You,
I don't
mom.
Think you're going
where's
back
the fucking
to
protein,
mom?
Mom?
Where's the
problem
solved?
Problem solved. Done deal.
Right.
I should have done that from the beginning. I've done it too well. I pretended too well.
You denied your scumbag
I
impulses.
Fucking, every time I get myself into these situations, oh my God. It's not, no, her family's great. I love her family. I don't want to go down that road. But, like, God damn it, I don't want to go to the grocery store today. Let's go tomorrow. Like, that's, no, I'm tired.
No.
No.
Fuck off, I worked all day.
Shut up.
You need to make it in your relationship to where going to Chili's is like the fucking fanciest thing she's ever seen in her life.
Right.
You need to take her to dive bars that have fried cheese sticks.
Yes.
And fucking 50
yes.
cent wings that aren't wings. It's actually rats they find on the floor.
So do you take her to a Bennigan? She's like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, right.
If you can find one, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
I want a Monte Cristo right now.
There's one in Kansas.
I want that raspberry jelly.
Oh my God, I
all over
dip
my
cock. Balls in it. Yes.
You take the balls, I'll take the cock.
It's the best lesson anyone can learn. is you've got to train them from the beginning.
You got to
just like a puppy.
Just like a puppy.
Hear that? You're a puppy.
Oh, you've trained me well. You've been nothing but.
But awesome.
You have to.
The sweetest scumbag ever.
Exactly. Yes. And then you live up to expectations when you know you have to.
Exactly.
When you know you have to.
When the chips are down.
But you don't need to do it all the time. No. That's my point.
Dude, live your relationship at 45%, and then when you hit over 50% of your potential, you're the world's greatest guy.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
What's great about Teresa is that honestly, she's kind of the same way. You know, she needs her space too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's healthy.
Maybe she's only doing 30%.
Yeah, maybe.
She's going to blow you out of the water on the wedding day.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you know karate?
Oh, fuck.
You could have been fighting my fights for me.
Karate. She knows Krav Maga.
You think she's got some secret there? She might be a ninja.
Might be?
She's a half Dominican, half Nicaraguan ninja. I didn't know those existed.
She's slicey.
Duncan, guess how long we've done this show? 93 minutes.
No shit.
This has been an hour and a half.
Awesome.
Wow.
Two songs will be cut out, so that'll probably take me 8 minutes off, maybe tops.
Well, that's good.
But
we've still done
a considerable amount, so I'm taking a quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do a quick last segment, and we're gonna be funny.
Or not.
I thought last segment was funny.
Last segment was pretty funny. This segment had its moment.
Moment.
Or one.
Yeah.
Or one. Maybe two.
A couple.
You know. On a good day. Anyway. This is young. This is Kurd. Check this out. This shit's fucking crazy.
Abortion. America.
Oh my God. All these subliminal messages. I'm scared.
Cocaine.
We're gonna come back. In a little bit.
This is Dr. Roxo.
The rock and roll clown.
Saying do cocaine.
Oh yeah.
I take no responsibility for this. I have no idea what's going on. The studio is running itself. And it's scary. You know, Duncan, it's been one hell of a night.
It's been one hell of a day, Owen.
It really has.
I think for the all of us.
Very, very sleepy.
Guys, we're really sorry we let you down a little bit.
Yeah.
We were late. It was untimely. It wasn't the best show, but it wasn't a bad show. Carson, don't feel at all that this was your fault. You were a great guest. And you can come back anytime you want.
I might do that.
I think
her, on the other hand, I'm not quite so
Terry's
sure.
Out.
Terry's done. Yeah, no, done. I don't know if I can handle her.
No,
she's
the.
I'll probably murder her.
Bit too vulgar.
Do you have shovels?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You have multiple shovels.
Two. Square and round tipped.
Fuck it. Done.
Do not threaten me with a good
time. Either way.
Please.
We do need to apologize a bit to the audience
for
the lack of production and the amount of drunken stupor.
Well,
it has been a fun night.
It has been. And I think that this is going to be one of our diamonds in the rough.
Oh, it is. They all are.
Oh, they're all rough. Not all diamonds.
And here we are. We're just trying to sign off. We don't even know what we're doing.
Trying to stay awake.
This beautiful song.
Right?
Just say goodnight.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet. We love you.
We really do.
And we'll be back more punctual next time, we promise. Mom, Dad, Michelle Claremont, and the rest of you that you were listening.
Kenny Britt, Chris Weber.
Good night.